bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for our devotion from the fourth chapter of Galatians. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as sons. There is a sign on the doors of Lutheran Hour headquarters. That sign tells people they shouldn't bring firearms into the building. To the best of my knowledge, most of the folks who work at our headquarters follow that rule. I don't know about those who visit. Keeping weapons and violence under control is a 24/7 kind of job for Yemen's Sheikh Abdul Rahman al-Marwani. Actually, that's an understatement in this land where there are 3 guns for every individual, and last year there were 1,200 murders. A recent Time article quoted Marwani as saying, "A poor man will save on food just to buy a gun. A man in Yemen without arms has no value." In the last 11 years, vengeance mentality and tribal conflict has cost the life of 15 of the Sheikh's co-workers. Christians, of course, are not immune from being targeted. When the Sheikh heard an Islamic preacher encouraging his listeners to kill Christians, he asked, "Do you believe Allah is wise and that all things come from Allah?" The preacher said he believed that. "Even the Mercedes-Benz you drive?" The preacher agreed his Mercedes was also a gift from Allah. Then the Sheikh made his point. "Don't kill all the Christians, because if you kill all the Christians, there won't be any of them left to build Mercedeses." I appreciate the Sheikh's effort on the behalf of Jesus' followers, although I wish my value wasn't directly connected to the manufacture of Mercedes-Benz vehicles. Which is why I'm glad to report what Paul said in his letter to the church in Galatia. In that passage he says, "You and I are valuable." Just how valuable? Valuable enough for the Lord to promise His Son would be born to save us. Valuable enough for God to keep that promise. Valuable enough that Jesus lived, suffered, died, and rose so we might be adopted as His children. Think about that for a moment. The world, your neighbors, the people around you, may not value you very highly, but the Creator of the universe does, as does His Son, which makes each of us most valuable indeed. We pray. Dear Lord Jesus, while some people may think my chief worth is to be target for their literal and figurative bullets, may I give thanks that You decided to forgive me and save me. I give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.